Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some fog early on today, mostly cloudy with our high nearing 53. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 32. Patchy fog early Saturday morning, then sunny and a high of 59, and a chance for some showers and thunderstorms over Saturday night with a low around 49. Rain showers pick up all day Sunday, cloudy with a high of 57. Then some rain and snow showers are likely Sunday night with a low of 29. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Kansas Department of Wildlife are both set to receive a chunk of money from the federal government after the announcement yesterday from the National Department of Transportation's $110 million of giving projects out to different states to try and prevent car crashes from wildlife accidents.
We have an opportunity to do something about it. It's the right thing to do for conservation and for habitats and wildlife, but it's also the right thing to do for drivers and their kids.
That was U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg on KSN News, where they say the projects are going out to 19 different wildlife crossing projects across the nation, some of them coming right here to the state of Kansas. They say the money will go towards mapping out areas where the crashes commonly occur and will go towards the construction of wildlife overpasses, underpasses, or fences near the road. The Kansas Department of Transportation, along with the Kansas Highway Patrol, says that they are already working on some of the hot spots across the state where they see the majority of deer crashes with vehicles.
The Foreigner Farewell Tour continues March 1st at Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Foreigner says goodbye in a night of hit after hit, Friday, March 1st. Tickets available at 7clans.com. The Casino Players Club. Charged by phone 866-966-1777. Foreigner returns to Newkirk. Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Don't miss it.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Holiday season has officially begun, with yesterday being recorded as one of the busiest travel days of the entire year, with people going out for the Christmas weekend, with many individuals flocking to airports all across the nation and even right here in the state of Kansas. As the Department of Transportation Security Administration says that they were working to ensure that flights stayed on schedule the best as possible as they could throughout the day yesterday.
And we see delays, whether it be from weather or just a technical delay in getting a flight out of the gate. It impacts the whole schedule for the day.
That audio from KWCH News is that was the lead economist Haley Berg. Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport in the city of Wichita said that they were near capacity with flights yesterday and going into the final weekend before Christmas, with near 3,274 passengers scheduled yesterday alone and almost 2,800 scheduled for today. They say those numbers far surpass what they had seen for their records last year as well. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska has announced that they will be opting out of the near $18 million in federal funding for child nutritious funds going into the next year. WOWT reports that near 15 different state senators had sent a letter to the State Department of Health and Human Services this week asking for the DHHS to reconsider applying for the Summer Electronic Benefit Summer EBT program. But according to a spokesperson for Governor Jim Pillen's office, they say the governor is standing by the DHHS recommendation to decline the program, saying that it duplicates other programs, including the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Summer Food Service Program that reimburses those who provide free nutritious meals and snacks to youth and low-income communities throughout the summertime. According to the governor's office, they see the food service program provides supervised point of contact, allowing for observation of children during the summer months, saying, quote, the programs not only provide free, healthy meals to kids, they also give kids the opportunity to interact and for adults to supervise.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi. Get
2 months free, worry-free Wi-Fi, and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Courthouse will close at noon Friday and remain closed Monday and Tuesday in observance of the Christmas holiday, reopening Wednesday, December 27th. Washington and Nemahal County courthouses will also remain closed Monday and Tuesday. Marshall County Commissioners meeting next week will be Wednesday, December 27th at 8:30 a.m. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet next Friday, December 29th at 8 a.m. and will hold a public hearing for adoption of the 2023 budget amendments. They do not plan to meet with department heads unless necessary, with the next regular scheduled meeting Monday, January 8th. Kansas residents have spoken in choosing a new license plate design. A proposal from the governor's office initially released drew vast criticism in a simplistic design that resembled New York State's and featured a two-tone color scheme that resembled the Missouri Tigers. After public outcry and pressure, 5 updated designs were submitted via social media, and Kansas residents were allowed to vote on the choices, which included a To the Stars theme. One was plain, the others included a state outline, wheat, sunflowers, and the winning design featuring a backdrop of the Ed Asprey Indian statue atop the Kansas State House. The design brouhaha caught the attention of Ben Tegmeyer with BT Creative in Eudora, who went online with his concept featuring the actual state motto, Ad Astra Per Aspera, and incorporated sunflowers, bison, monument rocks, and the Ad Astra shadow. The post went viral immediately and drew over 400,000 engagements within the first 24 hours. Many suggested it be used in place of the 5 designs offered, but state officials indicated the design was final, and Tegmeyer was, quote, late to the party. The BT Creative effort, however, remains a favorite and is now being offered as a vanity plate for the front of vehicles, and the design may be shared to other products as well. The spark for the effort was Hanover native Ben Tegmeyer, who will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend as he talks more about the concept, the rollout, and immediate overwhelming response. Join the conversation with Hanover native Ben Tegmeyer Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Washington County Playground Committee is working with the City Council on a new playground project and update. Final design has not yet been selected. They are working to finalize proposals to present to the council for a decision by February. Estimated cost for a new structure with accessibility features, including poured-in-place safety surfacing, is projected between $400,000 and $500,000. They're focused on preserving the history of Munchkin Land, saving existing pieces that could be repurposed, while creating an updated, modern, and more accessible structure with minimal maintenance and a longer lifespan. Some aspects of the current playground, including the existing donor wall, flagpole, yellow brick road, and shelter houses, will be maintained. Several projects in the works to assist with funding, including grant opportunities, and the committee will work on other fundraising options as well. Donations are being accepted. They're tax deductible and can be made to the City of Washington. Please include playground in the memo or designation line. All donations will be deposited into an account for the playground fund with a receipt and monthly reports provided. If you have questions or need information, contact Washington City Hall.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, sausage gravy, a biscuit with hash browns, asparagus, fresh fruit, and a scone. They will be closed Monday and Tuesday. On Wednesday's menu next week, baked fish with a muffin, mac and cheese, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Alliance Insurance Update. The first step of our move is now complete. As previously reported, we are now located at 715 Center Street on Highway 36 between New China Buffet and Impulse Archery. Dottie Rose made the trip with us and is right outside our front door. In the spring, we will be moving to our new permanent home back on Broadway. We will keep you posted when that move happens. So for now, from the girls at Alliance Insurance, thank you so much for your continued patronage, and we look forward to serving all your insurance needs today and every day. Stop by 715 Center Street or give us a call at 785-562-2393.
Give yourself a Christmas gift this year with a new career opportunity, Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. Even Santa can't beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour. $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift. Plus 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, Christmas bonus, all-inclusive medical, paid time off, holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online at Landall.com. Or phone 785-562-5381 for more information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some fog early on today, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. More fog possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Staying a bit foggy early on Saturday, then partly sunny with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Then some showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Showers will continue all day Sunday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Then rain and snow showers possible into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Rain and snow showers will continue throughout Christmas Day Monday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Rain and snow continue into Monday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds still around 20 and gusting as high as 35. And more showers may continue throughout Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 41, record high on this date 69. The average low 21 and the record low was minus 21. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:08. Light amount of precipitation with showers, mist, and drizzle overnight.
Still looking for your last holiday gift? Reflections in downtown Marysville will be open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 until 5 on Saturday, and open Christmas Eve 1 until 4 for you last-minute gift-getters. This holiday season, find the perfect gift at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Mist in the air with an overcast. It is foggy and 50 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 22nd of December. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue has the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone. For a limited time, buy one $25 gift card and receive $10 off each additional $25 gift card purchase. Able to cater for any event this season for the best prices and the best service. Think Bite Me Barbecue and Catering in Marysville.
The Rams improve their wild card position. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 16 of the NFL opened with the Rams hosting the Saints, two teams hot in the NFC wild card hunt. L.A. went into last night winners of four of their last five and continued that surge.
Stafford has it, sets the laces, drills one, end zone, caught! Puka Nacua! Touchdown, L.A.!
The call on 710 ESPN LA. Matthew Stafford threw for 328 yards and two TDs. 164 of those yards were to rookie star Puka Nacua, including that score. Kyron Williams added 104 yards rushing. Rams take down the Saints 30-22. Nacua, post-game, on already feeling the playoff intensity in his first year.
To be kind of in that playoff mindset already has been fun. It's definitely something I'm not used to. We're playing late into December, so finding ways to adjust to that, but it's been super fun.
LA jumps past the Vikings in the NFC postseason standings, now sitting sixth. To the NBA, the Clippers' nine-game win streak came to a screeching halt thanks to the young Thunder blowing him out in OKC.
Holmgren on the right wing against the Clippers zone. challenging Zubac. Slicing pump fake. Coming up and under. Throws it off the board and then throws it down with two hands.
WWLS on the call. The Thunder never looked back after Chet Holmgren's highlight dunk, beating the Clippers 134-115. The T-Wolves dispatched the Lakers in Minneapolis and are now tied with the Celtics for the league's best record at 21-6.
12th turnover the game on the Wolves. Here's Anthony drive. Oh, he knifed through the D. The reverse layup. Good. He drew a foul.
The call on KFAN, Anthony Edwards had 27 points to help dish the Lakers their fourth straight loss, 118-111. The Bucks and their five-game win streak played bad host to visiting Orlando.
Gives it back to Giannis. Giannis attacks inside. He cuts to the rim and lays it in.
WTMJ with the call. 37 points for Antetokounmpo. 118-114 Bucks your final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Serve something memorable this holiday season with Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Prime rib for holiday dinners. Pre-order yours at Tony's. The best assortment of beef, chicken, pork, and seafood, also offering ice cold beer. Meat always fresh, never frozen all year round. Order your holiday meat and cheese trays for the party or as a gift for a special business, customer, or family member in town. Gift baskets or gift certificates available and perfect for everyone. Stop by Tony's Meat Market today along Highway 36 across from the Superwash in Marysville.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram will say yes to every deal. Stop in during the Wrap Up the Year Savings event and say hello to saving thousands on a new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Perfect for a winter of out and about in style and comfort. Special incentives now through January 2nd only. Shop online today at twinriv.com. Arrange for a test drive or stop in at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Good morning, I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, which means it's time for your latest Steckline report. And with that, here's Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cake Stack Line Report. Nice to have you aboard today. A lot of talk about farmland and what it's bringing today, and more importantly, what it might bring in 2024. We've got a special guest, Jim Elliott, with Hayden Outdoors. And Jim, you're in the business of selling farm ground, and because I'm getting mixed signals. Farm ground is selling about like it has been. Doesn't necessarily mean in Kansas, Oklahoma. How are you getting along?
Good, overall. I think nationwide, we're doing good. The prices have not come down quite like some would expect, but maybe fewer transactions. The producers are still hot and heavy, always looking for more, right? But maybe the investor guy may be sitting on the sidelines a little bit, producing lesser transactions, but the prices remain steady.
It remains steady for farm ground.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'll be darned. That's interesting, because I tell you, how can you justify paying 7% interest on something that returns 2% profit? How do you answer that to these old boys that are wanting to buy or sell?
God bless our farmers, right? And we're thankful for them every day, and if anybody can solve that puzzle, I'll shake their hand and let's talk.
The future of farm ground has got to be good when it comes to value, but it is hard to make a living on it right now, no doubt about that. Quickly, what's farm ground, well, let's just say average farm ground in Kansas area selling for?
Yeah, I would say anywhere from maybe $2,500 to just over $3,000, generally speaking. Plenty of other factors can play in there to raise it up or down, but that's kind of the bullseye area, I guess.
And you guys looking at that for 2024?
Until something
changes.
Comes out of left field, that's where we're at.
If interest rates come down, will that help?
Oh, I would think so.
No doubt about that. Thanks, Jim, for being with us. And that's it for this here Steckline Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is still in effect, but will expire at the end of 2025 if it is not extended. K-State Law Professor Roger McOwen explains what would take place without an extension. He mentions what class of people are going to feel the biggest impact if it ends.
Those expire at the end of 2025. If Congress does nothing, we revert back to prior law prior to 2018. And from the income tax side of things, it's going to be a major tax increase for many, many people. And particularly the middle to lower income people will see see a greater tax increase proportionally than others will. And so it's important that Congress deals with this issue. And it'd be great if they'd tell us sooner than later as to what the rules are going to be so that we can advise clients and advise farmers and ranchers as to what they need to be doing from a tax planning standpoint.
There are many aspects to the act, and McOwen says what people should probably be the most focused on.
The federal estate tax doesn't affect very many people and very few farms and ranches. But if it comes down, of course, it will affect more. But when we talk about the income tax provisions, that hits millions upon millions of people. So it's important to know what changes, what we revert back to compared to where we are now, and what we might be able to do to plan if that's going to be what happens to us.
He says how tax deductions will be changing in the future if nothing is extended on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
People in the currently in the 10% bracket, 10 is going to go to 12% starting in 2026. The 12% bracket is going to go to 15. So for those people, 12 to 15, that's a 25% rate increase. 10 to 12 is a 20% tax bracket increase. So your rate's going to go up 20% or 25%. And then the child tax credit's going to get cut in half. It's currently $2,000 per qualified child. It's going to drop to $1,000. And your refundability of that credit is currently $1,700 per child. That's what the Trump tax cuts took it to. What would happen if Congress does nothing and lets these expire is the standard deduction goes back to its old level, so it's doubled the standard deduction, but it would get cut back down. So chances are I go from a position of getting money back from the government to having a tax liability. And people need to be prepared for that, particularly lower-income people that live paycheck to paycheck. They may have a nice tax bill when it comes time to pay taxes for the 26th tax year.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen on the financial changes people might experience in 2026. Read more about it at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Do you live in one of the happiest states in the U.S.? We will see what one recent survey says on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 22nd, the 356th day of the year. Broadcast journalist Diane Sawyer has a birthday, and the first X-ray picture was taken on this day in 1895. Where do the happiest people in the U.S. live? The annual survey by the website WalletHub says folks are most content in the state of Utah. Measuring for emotional, economic, physical, and social well-being, the states making up the rest of the top five include Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, and New Jersey in that order. Results can vary widely depending on metrics used, of course, and the authors note that individuals, by and large, determine their own happiness. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. A foggy, misty morning, 50 degrees. That would be unseasonably mild for a high temperature and maybe close to a high today. Mild temps into the Christmas weekend if you're making plans. Middle 50s both Saturday and Sunday, but they drop off considerably down into the middle 30s by Monday. Chances of precipitation really off and on through the weekend. We had some light, moderate showers. Tapered off to drizzle and mist overnight, not significant rainfall amounts, and that is expected to taper off
but then hit and miss with our better chances of precipitation later in the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. We're going into another big weekend of College Bowl football and the Kansas City Chiefs coming up on Christmas Day on Monday, with the Chiefs taking on the Las Vegas Raiders with a noon kickoff on Christmas Day, Monday, December 25th. They're coming off their big victory against the New England Patriots on Sunday last weekend, 27-17, while they're still squeaking out that top seat in the AFC West with a 9-5 overall record. Kansas City has a total of 3 regular season games left, followed by the Bengals and Chiefs at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday, New Year's Eve, with their final game on January 7th on the road against the Chargers. In college football, bowl season is still moving on as the UCF Knights in the Big 12 Conference are getting ready for the Gasparilla Bowl. That kickoff going to be this evening at 5:30 against Georgia Tech. UCF finished towards the bottom of the Big 12 Conference with an overall regular season record of 6-6, going 3-6 in conference play.
Beware of the fog.
Another 3 hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
The big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
KNDY.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy. Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a 2-lane road, find them to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now, girl. When I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun, howl at the moon? Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Maybe just a little. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a 2-lane road, find them to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now, girl. When I come around, tell me, do I make you want? Do I make you turn? Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a 2-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, but we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take you there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a 2-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes.
Too fast. There ain't no way the two of